Well, good evening, Harvest family. Trust everybody got some rest this afternoon. I know I put my feet up and closed my eyes and took a little bit of a nap on and off this rain. I don't know, this darker winter weather and the rain, it seems like I often want to sleep, but have to push through. But not on Sunday. I thank the Lord made Sunday afternoons for rest. Amen. Well, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're here tonight. Let's go ahead and stand together for a word of prayer, and Brother Terry will come and sing with us or lead us in as we sing Kneel at the Cross, hymn number 58. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for your blessings upon us. Thank you for the joy of service and fellowship. Thank you for the rain that you've given us over the last few weeks, Father, and the sunshine that's to follow, Lord. Pray that you bless us tonight. May we be encouraged and challenged and comforted from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Brother Hardy, please pray for us.
Shall we pray? Precious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just loving us so much with your infinite love and mercy and grace and kindness and compassion and long-suffering, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful privilege to come into your house of prayer, of worship, to commune with you, our spirit with your spirit, Lord. Show us how to be your little Christ, your ambassadors to this world, Lord. Show us how to be your stewards in finances and opportunities and just letting your Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct us and instruct us in your truth, Lord. For you are truth. All treasures and wisdom and knowledge are found in you, Lord. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Give us, may we always have an attitude of gratitude, Lord. So bless this offering, bless it to bring you praise and glory and honor. And we praise you, Lord, that your word never returns void. Be with our pastor, just fill him with your words and apply it to our heart that we can just shine our lights a little brighter for you in this world and be your ambassadors, Lord, in your name and according to your will.
All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Psalm 146, Psalm 146, and then also in Revelations 19. Psalm 146 and Revelation 19. And for those who are visiting with us tonight, to give you a little idea of what we're doing tonight, after our Bible study tonight, we'll have a small intermission and give folks a chance that they need to go out, and especially me, and then we'll come back and have our Lord's Supper tonight. We at Harvest Baptist Church, has been a long history of the church, is like baptism, the Lord's Supper is an ordinance of the local church, and we believe it's not only for saved, baptized believers, but saved, baptized believers are members of that local assembly. And so we'll have a short intermission. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have at another time about that. We're glad you're here tonight, and trust the time of Bible in the Word tonight will be a blessing to you. All right, Thanksgiving, I don't know, since I didn't preach this morning, I want to talk a little bit about rejoicing and Thanksgiving, and so I'm going to try to be short, but you know that doesn't mean anything, but I'm going to try. But Psalm 146, and then we'll read Revelation 19, 1 through 6 as well, and talk a little bit tonight, just basically thanksgiving and thankfulness and praise unto the Lord. Father, bless the reading of your word and bless our time together tonight. May we be reminded, may we be encouraged as was preached this morning about having grateful hearts and expressing our gratitude. And Father, I pray as we go a little further in that this evening that you would bless and encourage and comfort your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I'm glad Thanksgiving comes only once a year because of the way that I eat when I sit down at Thanksgiving meal. But our attitude of Thanksgiving, of gratitude, of praise, of worship, should be something that's all the long year. It should be something on a daily basis. The Bible says in Psalm 146 and verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord, O my soul." And then as we read Revelation 19, next, I want you to notice the use of the word "Alleluia." Revelation 19, verses 1 through 6. "And after these sayings, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great horde, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God and sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." Now, as far as I count the word hallelujah or alleluia, it is used 24 times in the book of Psalms and 4 times in Revelation 19, of course, that being 28 together. In Psalms, it is a hallelujah on the earth. And in Revelation, it is a hallelujah of heaven. The word hallelujah is a Hebrew word and is composed of 2 smaller terms meaning to boast in Jehovah. So when we say hallelujah, when we say alleluia, we're boasting in Jehovah God by saying that. So whenever, again, we say alleluia, we are asserting, let's give glory and praise to the Lord and none other. You know, just another thought just came to my mind, and I've noticed that every time I go to a birthday party, or if it happens to be my birthday, and as people stand around the table or in that little room and they sing happy birthday, guess what? It's all about the birthday person. They sing the song, they blow out the candles, and they share the cake. You know, when we come to the house of God, when we sing unto him, when we express hallelujah and praise unto the Lord, it's all about him. None other. It's his day. And by the way, the Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And this should be something of a grateful heart each and every day of our life. So whenever we say hallelujah, again, we are expressing and asserting, let's give glory, honor, and praise to the Lord and none other. Another expression is by the words, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Charles Wesley wrote numerous hymns, and one of them was, "Oh, for a heart to praise my God, a heart from sin set free, a heart that always feels thy blood so freely shed for me, a heart resigned, submissive, meek, my great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone, a heart in every thought renewed, and full of love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of thine." How are we in the praise business? How are we in the shouting of the hallelujah? And I know some of us are a little more quiet, a little more reserved, but you have that hallelujah spirit. It's dwelling up within you, and you're rejoicing in the Lord. And whether we express it out loud or whether we say amen or hallelujah, how is our praise? The Bible tells us we are to praise the Lord, not man. And don't misunderstand me. There's times that we clap and say amen when someone's singing. It's because they are singing as unto the Lord. They're rejoicing in him and what he has done and the song they have put in their heart. In James chapter 1 and verse 2, we learn we are to count it all joy when trials and tribulations come upon us. And just as our brother said this morning, sometimes it can be difficult, but we are, by the word, are to praise and to count it all joy. Then in James chapter 1 and verse 12, the Bible says, blessed or happy is the man who endureth temptations. Now, sometimes I know it's hard, but we need to rejoice and say, I'm not sure, I don't know if I understand, but the Lord has trusted me in this. The Lord has allowed this in my life to help me to be more like Him. And whether we're going through difficult times, whether we're happy, and just like Saturday afternoon when myself and Brother Hunt was rejoicing because our football team won, we ought to rejoice in the same way in the goodness of the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to do this, but it's become a craze in some of these football stadiums when they're trying to get a rally going on, they're getting happy, they're trying to get their team to rebound. It seems like all the men take off their shirts and they just wave it around. Gentlemen, I don't want you to do that. You can do it with your tie. That will be fine. Take it off and wave it around. But the point I'm trying to make is they were having a good time at a sporting event and expressing themselves. Do we express ourselves sometimes the way we should? When it comes to praising the Lord, voicing our joy and happiness, what God has done for us. Oh, Pastor, I just don't know that I can do that. I understand. Prime the pump. Give it a try. Get happy. Express when God has blessed you. Tell somebody when God has done something for you. Express to the Lord. Just like we share about our grandkids, we share about the accomplishments of our kids, brag on the Lord and share to others what the Lord is doing in your life. Friends, we are to rejoice even while we are going through trials and tribulations. We are to be knowing that God has trusted us, as I've mentioned. In Philippians 4, verse 4, the Apostle Paul instructed us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Folks, I tell you what, if somebody has been through the ringer, it was the Apostle Paul. But yet he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This sin-cursed world needs a lift from Christians. It needs a lift from believers. The book of Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, expresses the enthusiasm of the psalmist for the goodness and the mercy of God. Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's how I sing. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Again, notice there, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's much easier to get excited around Thanksgiving. We as Christians are expected to be thankful and express our thankfulness, inviting people around the table, sharing a blessing, but I believe it's something that should be done all the year through. The word joyful literally says shout to the Lord. The word joyful comes from a Hebrew meaning to raise a shout, to give a blast. Now, Brother Sam, Brother Cherry, you guys play big musical instruments. I guess it takes a blast to get enough air through that horn to make a sound, does it not? And this is what here it's talking about, to raise a shout, to give a blast unto the Lord. There's nothing wrong with getting excited, sharing with someone, and letting them know the goodness of the Lord and how he has blessed you. It could read, shout for joy to the Lord. In our modern way of saying it, we would express it with these words, great, praise God, hallelujah, glory, amen. But these are expressions of praise and thankfulness. Have there been times when God has done some things that we just can't keep quiet about? Or feeling like I'm not sure if I can be quiet? Let me help you out. When you say I can't, I'm not sure, well then don't worry about it. Don't be quiet. Just praise. Just lift your voice. Praise the Lord and thank the Lord for his goodness. See, he takes care of some details or some problem in our lives and we suddenly sense he has come to our assistance. And dear friends, when the Lord comes to our assistance, that's something to praise him about. That's something to be excited about. No, I don't think you've got to jump up and down and run around the building, but I sure think you ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Praise God for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Do not keep quiet, I've got written here. Do not keep quiet about it. Shout to him, praise the Lord. Again, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, hard hearts and burdened hearts need to hear God's people rejoice. Well, I tell you what, I have no doubt in my mind when I'm having a rough day or I'm just having a quiet day, it's something that picks me up to hear another believer rejoice in the goodness of God. Say, you got a minute? Let me tell you what God did for me last week. Let me tell you what the Lord did for me this morning. Yes, in Christ, we can rejoice when the plate is full. We can rejoice when the plate is empty. We can rejoice when our steps are quick and when our steps are slow and unsure. We can rejoice at the gravesite as well as at the crib. We can rejoice when we are with others or when we are alone. We can rejoice. And by the way, we are never alone as believers. We may think we're alone because we're the only person in the room. But remember, as believers, we are never, never alone. See, dear friends, there is more to life than complaining and griping. There's more to life than bickering and fighting. There's more to life than moping and frowning, though at times we all do them. There is joy, a lift, an excitement, and a blessing that can be ours, and we can rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. I can always rejoice in the Lord. And my friend, since this is true, you can too. You can rejoice when you are broken if you rejoice in the Lord. You can rejoice when you are sick if you rejoice in the Lord. You can rejoice when you're at rock bottom if you rejoice in the Lord. You can rejoice in the goodness of God the Father. You can rejoice in the great, unchanging, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God. You can rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit. You can rejoice in the one who is the lily of the valley, the fairest of 10,000, the bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You can rejoice in his virgin birth. You can rejoice in his sinless life. You can rejoice in his vicarious death because he died for me. He died for us. You can rejoice in his bodily resurrection. You can rejoice in his intercessory ministry on our behalf. You can rejoice in that he is coming again. You ever had one of those days and think about with the Lord coming again, you said, man, I'm ready to go today. We've all had those days, and it seems like of lately they seem to be more often. But you know, until that time comes, it's good for us to rejoice in the difficult times. It's good for us to rejoice in the hard times. And for no other reason, it's good for our soul. It is biblical to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And it's also good because we never know who might be watching, who might be listening in, who might could use a blessing or source of encouragement in their life. Dear friends, you can rejoice in that one day that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friends, we are to rejoice. We are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. See, the Bible is very clear. It is a command. Again, rejoice, and again, I say rejoice. Well, Pastor, sometimes I just don't feel like I have anything to be happy about. It's been rough, and I know our brother, our preacher this morning, talked about that a little bit this morning. But you know, I believe we can always find something to be thankful about. I refuse to see my glass half empty. It is half full. I refuse to see things as not as maybe as well as I hope, but I know this is what the Lord has provided and trusted in me and for me. I can look at things on the negative side, or I can say, you know, Lord, it may not be going the way I would like it to go, but I trust you. So therefore, it's going exactly the way it needs to go for my betterment, for my encouragement, and for my drawing closer to you. Why should we rejoice in all these things? Because our rejoicing is not in a what, but it is in a who, Jesus. We rejoice not in our circumstances, but in him. You've heard me say it oftentimes, happiness is based on happenings around us, but our joy comes from the Lord. No wonder David said in Psalm 5 and verse 11, "But let all those who put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." See, it is my understanding that the word hallelujah is a universal, understandable word. It doesn't matter if you're from the South, hallelujah, or if you're hallelujah, or if you're from the north, or if you're from a foreign country. It's either hallelujah, alleluia, or some form of that. It's understood in every language. It looks as if the entire world of believers, when we look back at Psalm 511, no matter where they come from, are practicing to sing in the great hallelujah chorus in heaven. I may not sing in the choir today, and it's not a matter because I don't want to. I'm just not qualified. But one day, I will have a melodious voice, and I will sing in that hallelujah choir unto the Lord. And don't misunderstand, if you stand close to me and you're around me, I sing here, off key or not, as I praise and sing unto the Lord. But one day, that hallelujah chorus in heaven. Let me ask you, dear friend, are you practicing your hallelujahs? Are you rejoicing? Are you praising the Lord? Are you thankful? And as our brother said before, are you grateful and expressing that gratitude? I think it's a good idea of not only rejoicing in the Lord, as Scripture says, and rejoicing and expressing our goodness unto the Lord, but I think it's good for us also to express our thankfulness and our gratefulness to others that bless us and encourage us. It's good for us to say, thank you, you are a blessing to me, brother. Thank you, you are a blessing to me, sister. It's good to thank folks who send a card of encouragement, those things. We are thankful for their blessings, for their encouragement. And I know times can be hard and times can be difficult, but do we see and realize that one day our Lord is coming back? All these things are so hard and so difficult, those burdens are heavy, will no longer be there. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves, as the Lord says, take my yoke upon you, for my burden, his yoke, to take it. It's when we go through the difficult times, he is willing to stand right there, and the yoke is easy because his burden is light. But we need to make the decision. Will you make a decision here during this Thanksgiving season and on beyond that, saying, I'm going to make it a principle. I'm going to make it a practice. I'm going to schedule some time to just to be thankful for the goodness of God. I'm going to express to him my thankfulness for him and for what he has done for me. I'm going to spend some time in grateful and thankfulness for what my church family means to me, what my spouse needs to me, what my family means to me, and thank the Lord because all those things have something in common. It's what the Lord has provided for us. So as we begin this evening before we close, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. We are to rejoice in all things. So let's just take a moment. Who would like to give a blessing and rejoice in the Lord this evening before we close? Who will be first? There's some mornings I wake up and I thank the Lord that I got out of bed on my own. That I got out of bed on my own. I woke up breathing. I have thanked the Lord. I don't take this lightly. I try to be thankful for many things. I thank the Lord that some mornings I thank the Lord for coffee. I thank the Lord that my coffee machine is working. I praise the Lord that I have quiet time. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. But we're at this stage of life that when I get out of bed in the morning, there is no other noise. It's just me and Michelle. It's quiet. And sometimes it's almost deathly quiet. And when the kids are over, the grandkids are over, I've got to make sure I'm up really early and really quiet to have that quiet time before they get up and all chaos breaks loose before they get them ready and help them out the door to school when we have them on occasion. But little things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for a wife that knows how to make wonderful biscuits. I'm thankful for a wife that enjoys being a mom and enjoys housekeeping, enjoys those things. I'm thankful for a wife that enjoys at times singing, and I get tickled sometimes. And she says, well, sweetheart, do you want me to close your door while you're sitting out? I don't want to disturb you. I want to turn on my music. And so, or she'll put on headphones and listen to your music while she's cleaning. But as you know, as often people had headphones on, they sing real loud when they have their headphones on. But to me, I just smile and say, praise the Lord for a wife who is worshiping and singing as she's doing things around the house. There's so many things that we can be thankful for if we just take the time to think about the goodness of God and his blessings. I'm so glad over the last 2.5 weeks that I slept under a roof that did not leak, because I have slept where it did. I'm grateful at times when it is cold, which doesn't happen here very often, that the house had heat in it. I remember the days of scraping ice off the inside of the windows of our home on the mission field, but we were still thankful that we were sleeping on the inside and not on the outside. Amen. Anyone else before we close? Yes, sir, brother. And I'm thankful for the friendship I have in Brother Hunt. Though I know often he is not feeling well and maybe not real steady, but he manages to smile and ask how I'm doing. Preacher, you need anything? There's so much that we have to be thankful for. All right, we're going to have a word of prayer and be dismissed just for a short intermission, and we'll reconvene in a few moments, and we'll have a Lord's Supper together here with our church family. Let's pray. Father, we do love you and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. We thank you for the joy that we have in rejoicing in you. Father, help us to be forever thankful, forever rejoicing, forever praising, forever for expressing that blast of hallelujah, praise the Lord, for your goodness of what you've done for us and through us. And Father, help us always to be also so mindful of being thankful and expressing gratitude to our family members, our church family, and others that have been a blessing and a source of encouragement to us. Father, help us to be a thankful people, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you. You're dismissed, and we'll reconvene here in just a couple of minutes.